Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Roga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay hindi bagong news. I'm pre-recording this. I just want to encapsulate my thoughts when this news has come out. And this came out noong March, April na ngayon. I'll try to record another episode kung sakaling magkaroon ng developments dito sa news na ito. But for now, let's talk about this news, which came out March 6, 2024. So it says here that the WPAT files, pseudoscientific surgical and hormonal experiments on children, adolescents, and vulnerable adults by Mia Hughes. Newly leaked files from within the leading global transgender healthcare body have revealed that the clinicians who shaped how gender medicine is regulated and practiced around the world consistently violate medical ethics and informed consent. The files, which were leaked from within the World Professional Association for Schmanschmender Health, or WPATH, were published today by the US-based think tank Environmental Progress. So sabi ng kanilang president and founder ng Environmental Progress, si Michael Schellenberger, the WPATH files show that what is called gender medicine is neither science nor medicine. The experiments are not randomized, double-blind, or controlled. It's not medicine, since the first rule is to do no harm, and that requires informed consent. And by the way, kapag binasa mo yung files, may buzzword akong natutunan na yung standard of care pala is a legal term. It's not a medical term. And ito ay legal term para lang magpakita ng obligasyon ng consumer and professional. Obligasyon ng professional dun sa consumer. So, it doesn't matter kung itong standard of care is really a good medical practice. Moving on, Environmental Progress has made all files available to read at the end of the report. The leaked files include screenshots of posts from WPATH's internal messaging, form dating from 2021 to 2024, and a video of an internal panel discussion. All names have been redacted other than several WPATH members of public significance, such as Dr. Marcy Bowers, sa mga nakapanood ng Matt Walsh documentary na What is a Woman? Familiar kayo kay Dr. Marcy Bowers. Siya yung in-interview ni Matt Walsh. And surgeon who is the president of WPATH. So, si Marcy Bowers ang president, American gynecologist ng WPATH. Also, ang isa pang na-name dito is Canadian pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Daniel Metzer. In the WPATH files, members demonstrate a lack of consideration for long-term patient outcomes despite being aware of debilitating and potential fatal side effects of cross-sex hormones and other treatments. Messages in the files show that patients with severe mental health issues such as schizophrenia and dissociative identity disorder and other vulnerabilities such as homelessness are being allowed to consent to hormonal and surgical interventions. Members dismiss concerns about these patients and characterize efforts to protect them as unnecessary gatekeeping. The files provide clear evidence that doctors and therapists are aware they are of offering minors life-changing treatments they cannot fully understand. WPATH members know that puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries will cause infertility and other complications, including cancer and pelvic floor dysfunction. Yet, they consider life-altering medical interventions for young patients, including vaginoplasty for a 14-year-old and hormones for a developmentally delayed 13-year-old. And the report goes on. Basahin nyo lang. I'll share this link sa show notes. And may link din dito dun sa files. May full report ang environmental progress. The thing about this report, nung sinearch ko siya, nag-search ako ng WPATH leaked files, wala akong nakitang mainstream media reporting on this. At as it stands, I'm recording this March 7, 2024. Nung nag-search ako nung March 7, 2024, wala akong nakitang any mainstream media report on this. Which is weird dahil hindi naman unethical for them na mag-report ng leaked documents. Dahil every time nagre-report naman sila ng leaked documents, naglalagay sila ng disclaimer na allegedly or di umano. In fact, nag-report sila ng mga leaked documents or leaked calls ni Donald Trump with Ukraine dati, di ba? Nung naharap sa impeachment si Donald Trump. Why does leaked documents matter? And medyo uso na to, yung mga leaked documents. Nung one time, kung naalala nyo, yung trans na may-ari ng Miss Universe, may leaked video siya about him saying na yung pag-i-include nila ng oversized, ng transgender, and ng mga may anak na sa Miss Universe. Parang obviously namang hindi mananalo yung mga yan, pero nalagay lang natin sila to do the diversity, inclusion, and equity initiatives natin as a company. And in-explain daw ni trans owner ng Miss Universe na edited daw ang leaked documents na ito. We'll see kung ang WPATH ay mag-provide ng statement sa documents na ito. But right now, why does these leaked documents matter? For one, this matters kasi halimbawa, meron kang provider ng tubig na ininom and may leaked documents mula sa mga may-ari ng tubigan na yon na nagsasabi na dinalagyan nila ng lason yung tubig para sumarap. So una, kailangan pagnilayan mo kung reliable ba yung source ng leaked documents. Baka mamaya si Aling Takla lang pala yun, na sa 10 sinabi niya, 11 ay sinungaling. Pangalawa, once chinek mo yung source, dun mo titignan ngayon kung reliable ba yung mismong files. Maaring video ito. Mas reliable kung video. Although may mga video na kayang idoktor, or kung screenshots ito, or kung email ito na leak. So, kailangan mo rin mag-discern whenever a leaked document comes out. Ngayon, dito, why does this thing matter sa Pilipinas? Why does WPATH matter sa Pilipinas? Kasi, kakapirma lang ng Pangulong BBM ang Commission on LGBTQ+. And ayon sa commission na ito, ay magiging evidence-based daw ang kanilang commission. So, ibig sabihin, when it comes to healthcare sa LGBTQ+, which is medyo nakakalito dahil ano ba ang healthcare na iba sa kanila dun sa non-members ng LGBTQ+ community, di ba? Parang kung nagka-cancer ka at nagka-cancer sila, pareho lang naman yung healthcare na kailangan nila. Bakit nila kailangan ng special treatment sa healthcare? Ah, nagkakamali kayo. Kailangan nila ng special treatment sa healthcare dahil kailangan nila di umano ng mga tinatawag na transgender transitioning care, which they disguise now as healthcare. Ngayon, kailangan ba nila talaga nito? Well, sabi ng Commission on LGBT, magiging evidence-based sila. And kung totoo ang mga leaked documents na ito, these are evidence na delikado sa isang taong may gender dysphoria ang pagsasaksak ng cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers. So, ito ang reason kung bakit mahalaga ang mga bagay na ito sa Pilipinas. All right, so let's leave it there. Hindi lahat ng mga psychiatrists are pro transgender healthcare or transitioning. I interviewed Dr. Miriam Grossman, a child psychiatrist, and it's an interview worth watching. So, panoorin niyo yon. Okay, this has been another episode of the J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye!
Hi, this is J. Aruga of the J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.